The deputy director part is basically some, I guess, unfortunately, I'm still doing the same job, just more of it. Okay, so anyway, Guide Dogs of Hawaii, if some of you don't know our services, we actually have been around longer than the last 3 years. It was known as Eye of the Pacific at first, and it covered the Pacific Basin and provided guide dogs through Australia and New Zealand for blind or hearing state of Hawaii who wanted to be more independent. You know, and usually using a guide dog is usually the last step in independence. So in the last 3 years, our programs have developed into something more substantial. We're looking at children from early intervention age to high school. And that program is called GAP, or Get Ahead with Technology. In the last 3 years, we have had a successful rate of providing adaptive aids and technology for students in the DOE and system. A lot of that has been through the help from our teachers for the visually impaired. Thank you so much, Amy, Lisa, Vicky, Marianne, Liz, all of you guys. Without that tie into the schools, it was hard for us to get the students or get access to the students. And I know how it is, you know, going to school myself, being, you know, visually impaired and considered legally blind. You know, it was hard to try to get what you needed. You know, I went through Ho'opono and they were a big, big, big help. You know, I learned how to be independent there. I learned how to, you know, maximize my skills. So our next program that I'm currently working on is called AMO. And it stands for Adults Maximizing Opportunities. So that's our age group between 18 and 54. And currently right now, we have assistance from the city and the state to help our SHINE, our seniors harnessing independence and empowerment. Now these programs are set to help blind and visually impaired people in the state of Hawaii to maintain their independence, maximize their opportunities, reduce the unemployment rate, which is something that you've all heard about earlier in our other speakers. You know, and being someone who's visually impaired and working in an organization, my previous history, I did not work for guide dogs before. I actually worked as a psychosexual therapist at Catholic Charities. I've worked for Hawaii Centers for Independent Living in the past. So I have a wide range of experience. I've also worked at a rehab center. Some of you that don't know my story, the reason why I lost my eyesight was because I was an ice user. You know, so I went through the whole gamut. You know, so I kind of understand and know where I wanted to be. So Guide Dogs is the place that I chose, you know, to help other people move forward. And I like what Maureen Bates said, you know, pay it forward. That's a great movie if anybody gets to watch it, and a great book to read if anybody gets a chance to read it. Okay? If you have any questions, I'll be able to answer it now. If not,
I have a question.
Sure.
What is the cutoff date for helping the public seniors with guide dogs?
There's no cutoff date.
I think there is.
What?
I called them if I could train to have a dog. They said it's about 70 or 75.
Oh, you mean age-wise. Where did you call?
Excuse me?
Where did you call?
Eye of the Pacific.
Eye of the Pacific. How long ago was that?
Oh, quite a while.
70.
Yeah. You know, because they cannot really discriminate against age, because you might be 80, physically fit, able to move around, or 90, whatever age, you know. You know, they cannot discriminate against age. It's part of our civil rights, you know. So a lot of you that are having a hard time with, you know, issues like that, that's one of the areas we cover too. Other than providing the adaptive aids and the canines, Like I said, we have moved on to our programs. So we provide the healthcare for the dogs now since we don't have to provide the guide dog. You know, so if you have a guide dog and you need that kind of help, we help you with that. Either the maintenance of the dog's health, well-being, or the nutrition. And then we also help you with, well, help the blind to self-advocate for themselves and learn advocacy. You know, currently we have some people that are in our advocacy area of programs, so we do provide that area if needed. And it's on an individual basis, case by case, or group. So if a group comes to us with an advocacy issue, we try to help with that issue. And as far as your question, sir, I believe, you know, it used to be 75. I'm not sure what the age is now, because now we have expanded. And we're not the ones actually providing the guide dogs. It will come from any one of the 16 international guide dog schools. So if you guys are interested, our phone number is 941-1088. And I have a staff of 2 case managers and 3 clerical support workers. 2 are volunteers, and 1 is a part-time worker. And then my supervisor is Jeannie Torres. She's our executive director, and I'm sorry she could not be here today. You know, she's out working and trying to get grants for us to maintain our program support. You know, and we are partnering with several agencies, organizations, and we could use as much support and endorsement as possible from any one of you on our upcoming events. And those of you who are enrolled in our programs, you know, we have some social activities that are up and coming in the next couple of weeks. So if you're not enrolled and you want to register, you can call our office, 941-1088, and someone will register you and get you started. Any other questions?